Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Mather. I'm the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Saturday, April 18th, 2020. This is my kind of update of the state of baseball. There's no youth baseball. Major League Baseball spring training was canceled. College baseball was canceled. My UCO Broncos were 17-3. My USAO Drovers were 18-1. And my Texas Tech Red Raiders were 16-3. So we had a lot going on this year that we didn't get to finish watching. There's no World Baseball Classic. There was no Major League Baseball opening day on March 26th, which was just what the Houston Astros needed to distract from their sign-stealing fiasco. My Oklahoma Vipers men's league team opening weekend was this weekend. We didn't get to play baseball yet. We're delayed. And so all there really is to watch baseball on television, listen to baseball podcasts. So I've enjoyed watching the 1975 World Series feature the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Red Sox. That was the Carlton Fisk game. One of the interesting things I noted in that was that batting gloves were just becoming new. And two left-handed hitters you had, Ken Griffey and Carl Yastrzemski, and they both had one batting glove. And Ken Griffey had one in his bottom hand, and Yaz had one on his top hand. So people didn't even really know how to wear batting gloves back then. There wasn't an established routine, and guys weren't wearing two. Also, watching the 1986 National League Championship Series with Dwight Gooden pitching for the New York Mets against Nolan Ryan for the Houston Astros. Great watching those power pitchers in their prime. Baseball Tonight has some great podcasts to listen to. There was one on the 6th of April with Joe Madden. He talked about his kind of rise through coaching and putting in his dues. There was one on the 13th of April. Johnny Bench talked about the 75 World Series and how he had the flu for that Game 6. He talked about handling Tom Seaver and how he had to handle kind of the mentality of Tom Seaver nothing but great things to say. And he talked about framing pitches and how that's different now than it was back in his day when the goal was to just catch it where it was thrown. Major League Baseball has explored the Arizona plan for their comeback and having a short season with everybody sequestered in Phoenix, Arizona for the Cactus League stadiums and playing without a crowd. They based a little bit of that on their April 7th discussion of what's going on in Korean baseball. And so they interviewed a Korean, a U.S. player in Korea that's currently there and they're playing. And he said it's very weird going just from the hotel to the ballpark. Some of the later podcasts that Baseball Tonight has had this month, they've talked about that the big concern are players worried about their families. So players don't want to leave their families to go to Arizona for a season. April 8th, Baseball Tonight podcast with Bruce Bochy. It was fun to listen to him talk about being a player, talk about catching in the game Pete Rose got his record-breaking hit. He talked about getting a hit in a World Series, and he talked about his relationship with Tony Gwynn, who's one of the greatest hitters of all time. The April 9th, Buck Showalter's episode, Showalter talked about Deion Sanders and coaching third base for Deion Sanders when he hit a triple. He talked about the A-Rod deal and, of course, all kinds of great things from him. Perhaps one of my favorites was George Brett's on the 13th of April. Brett talked about kind of the psychology of chasing 400, trying to bat 400. He talked about learning from Charlie Lau and Walt Reniac and how that different hitters have very different ways of hitting, and that doesn't mean there's not one way to do it. And he thought that Ted Williams was a great hitter and a great teacher, but it was always a little overly restrictive since he didn't kind of believe in the effectiveness of Charlie Lau and Walt Reniac, which of course was who George Brett's big influences were. And so I guess if there's a conclusion to this podcast, it would really just be that if we can come out of this pandemic with more health awareness, less death, without wrecking our economy, and with more baseball, then maybe we'll all be okay after all. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.